Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Amos chapter 4, verse 13. He who forms the mountains, who creates the wind, and who reveals his thoughts to mankind, who turns dawn to darkness and treads to the heights of the earth, the Lord God Almighty is his name. The Lord God Almighty is his name. He formed the magnificent mountains like a child would mold a figure from a lump of clay. He created the wind, the motion of air molecules, and the air pressure that moves it along the earth's surface. He rotated the earth, causing the sun to seemingly rise and set, ushering in dawn and darkness. And he inhabits the heavens, treading on the heights of the earth. But you know what stuns me most? The eternal God chooses to reveal his thoughts to mankind. Now that's astounding. The God of heaven and earth reveals what he's thinking. Through the 40 different authors of Scripture, the Creator explains himself to his creation. The one who has always been and always will be explains how he works in time. The all-knowing God tells his story so limited minds can understand. The God who exists everywhere at the same time in his full being talks to man who can only be one place at one time. And God does not stop with the written word. He sent his Son to tell his story. The Word became flesh and lived among us. Jesus came to explain the thoughts of the Father. Jesus demonstrated God's love and justice all the way to the cross. God tells us that we are separated from him and cannot bridge the gap. So he did for us what we could not do for ourselves. He sent his Son to bridge the gap for us. The eternal God came to man, explained his plan, invites us to have a personal relationship with him, and we can speak with him in prayer. Now that is astounding. Father, you are the Lord God Almighty. You're the maker of heaven and earth. We love you and worship you for who you are. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for inviting us to be your children. In Jesus' name, amen.